This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities, a program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell, New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. So happy that you could be with us this weekend and every weekend. And with us now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us.
I'm glad to be here and integral part of the New Beginnings program and all that we do for the baby boomers. And today specifically, potentially their niece, nephew, neighbor, or own son and daughter that might be a recent college grad.
All right. The job search strategies for a new college graduate. And before we get there, let's talk about how we can reach you for even a deeper dive once this program is over.
Freddie, they can certainly visit me on the web, and that's rippleconnects.com. I encourage people to do that, Freddie, because they get a better idea of what Ripple Connects is and how I've impacted individuals in their own careers. I help recalibrate, retool, and basically reinvent their careers if needed. And I do that through very specific techniques. That is interview, coaching, and practice, making sure they harness their transferable skills, how to self-market yourself. And Minnesotans, we're very humble, so we don't like to talk about ourselves. We map out a way to do that, as well as how do we engage with the right people in our network that are going to be able to get some traction for us in the hidden and advertised job market. Freddie, they can always reach out to me at 763-438-1621. I return everybody's calls because it's the right thing to do.
It certainly is. And we're talking, as we mentioned earlier, about the job search strategies for the new college graduate.
Yes.
As we think about them, there are a lot of commencement exercises going on this month.
Yes.
What are some of the job search challenges that a new college graduate will be facing as they transition from being that full-time student and joining the workforce?
Well, it's definitely a recalibration from being in academia for several years to going into the cutthroat job market. And a lot of college graduates just don't know what they don't know. But we've all been there, Freddie, right? When we first come out of college, sometimes we you know, which end is up. And I want to help jobs, recent college grads here this week and as well as next week. But what I see, Freddie, the challenges for a recent college grad are this: fierce competition for good jobs. There's a lot of opportunities in Twin Cities. We've talked about this, the diversity in industry sectors the Twin Cities has. But because of that, many people, they come here for college and they settle here because of those great opportunities. Agreed, Freddie?
That's true. That's true.
We have a very, very talented workforce. So that brings about fierce competition for good jobs. And one of those things that companies look for in a lot of times is some kind of experience. And if we don't have that level experience, or we can't speak to that level experience of what they're looking for, we may be overlooked. So I think one of the biggest things college grads, recent college grads, are going to run up against is companies that are looking for some kind of experience. And you may have that experience, but it wasn't labeled as experience. And we need to be able to harness that. We need to be able to talk about that, to overcome that lack of experience when we've been in a college setting going against people with more years of experience than us.
So does the internship, when you're looking for a job and you're a recent college graduate, is that a bad sign or is that a good sign because it's not direct experience?
I like internships because now we can drill down on some of those experiences. I've worked with a number of college students here in the last couple of years, and the ones that have that internship, some of that basic experience working as a part of a company, allows us to talk about that more. But even though, Freddie, they may not have an internship, we could even talk about some of their senior projects. and what they took away from that, how they worked as a team, what role did they play, how did they manage group conflict, how did they quantify their accomplishments. So even without an internship, Freddie, we can talk about senior projects. We can talk about volunteer leadership opportunities that they may have had either in their universities or college or outside of that. I know that when I graduated from college, I may not have had a title in the corporate world, but I was a soccer coach at Totino Grace High School. And that's a leader. That's leadership. That's dealing with conflict. That's bringing the best out of people. Agreed?
That's right.
So I talked about my coaching at a high school level, a high level soccer program in the Twin Cities as my leadership. Many people would have overlooked that and said, yeah, I was doing it for a paycheck. I learned some valuable leadership skills at a young age. So there's different ways to look at our experiences through internships, senior projects, and volunteer leadership opportunities, Freddie. And that in a lot of ways can help us compete better against someone that may have 2 or 3 years of experience on us.
You mentioned the senior projects, and we're talking about job search strategies for the new college graduate. You talked about the senior projects and so forth. Mm-hmm. What are some other ideas that you might have for someone who has a few more years of experience in today's job market?
So are you asking me if someone has a few years of experience in the workforce on top of their internships and so forth?
I probably phrased it clumsily. So how does that college graduate, are there other things that they can pull from their background to compete with someone who might have a few more years of experience?
Well, they can certainly, if they had a part-time job, if they were working or a summer job, anytime you're working towards a goal or accomplishment or as a team or following strict rules and adhering and compliance, that can also come into play. I know that I cooked my way through the University of Minnesota in the restaurant industry, and that allowed me to, even though I didn't have that corporate experience, what I wanted to do, I could transfer that over. So I think those are the areas that, to be honest, Freddie, I don't think a lot of people, recent college grads, think about that. They don't think about that companies want people with experience right away. They like to train, but they want to get you up and running quickly. And that's why I bring this forward. You can have straight A's and a 4.0 go into the workforce, but at the end of the day, organizations need you to produce, and they want to make sure that they have someone that's capable of slipping into that role, that new role. And that's why it's so important for college grads to harness their experiences through internships, senior projects, and volunteer leadership, as well as their part-time jobs. It may transfer, and you will compete better. I'm not saying it's perfect, Freddie, but you will compete better if you realize that and start talking about it.
Well, that's really good news to parents and grandparents who are listening to you this afternoon, because I'm sure there are a few who are going, oh my goodness, my child doesn't have a job, graduation is here, and they're still looking. Now, these are some great strategies. So what are some often overlooked aspects of today's job search that a college student might benefit from if they have that knowledge?
You look at the recent college graduates, the millennial generation, they've grown up in their lives online. They've seen, through social media, they've seen jobs, they've seen postings. They do everything online, right, Freddie?
Most of it.
But they have to realize that not every job is posted online.
That's true.
You should see when I have a group of college students, when I say the phrase hidden job market, they look at me like, well, who's holding out on me? That doesn't seem right. And I have to let them know that not everything exists online, and a lot of it is opportunities for them. And so just the fact that I'm saying hidden job market, which is basically the unadvertised job market, should allow that recent college grad to know that not every opportunity is going to be viewed online. And there's got to be strategies that you're going to have to build outside your own generation, Freddie. Mm-hmm. If we just surround ourselves with similar aged people, we may not even see any existence of the hidden job market. We need to have conversations. We need to meet. We need to correspond with people outside their generation. And that would be my sage advice for the hidden job market. It does exist out there. But if your uncle or brother-in-law or neighbor or fellow church-going person that you go to church with doesn't realize what you're looking for, and they may be 30, 40 years older than you, how can you help them?
There's no way.
Exactly. So we've got to bring the human side of it. We have to not be so myopic about social media and how we're going to find jobs online. We have to take a complementary approach to our job search, have conversations with the people we know outside our own generation, as well as, you know, through LinkedIn and Indeed and all these websites that have those jobs. But I think just having that edge of knowing that some of those are unadvertised is going to give them, they're going to look at that job market differently. Freddie, do you agree with that?
I certainly do. And we'll come back with part two of this discussion next week.
Yes.
And you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
We do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
I'm Richard R.J. Eskow, and this week on The Zero Hour, author Thomas Frank on the power of populism, Alexis Goldstein on Wall Street's latest wins, and Nathan J. Robinson of Current Affairs magazine on pretty much everything. All this and more on The Zero Hour, every Sunday night from 9 until midnight on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Happy weekend, everybody. And I know a lot of people are celebrating Memorial Day this weekend or doing something that involves some outdoor activity or wherever you happen to be. Make sure you take us with you. And right now it's time for a health, fitness, and wellness portion of our program. And we bring in our newest contributor to New Beginnings, Mr. O'Neill Hampton. You may remember him from 2010 when he was on The Biggest Loser, losing nearly 160 pounds in that journey. O'Neill, welcome back to the show.
Oh, welcome back. Thanks for having me back. I tell you what, I look forward to this. I look forward to this because I love helping people and I love talking with people and I love giving them any positive information to make a nice change in their life. Thank you.
You know, in the last, we hadn't planned this, but in the last 8 to 10 years or so, how many people would you imagine that you've talked to either through television, radio, personal appearances, and so forth?
Oh my goodness. I can honestly say 1,000. Freddie Bell, this is not, this is no joke. I mean, 1,000. I get so many, and I get so many, like on Facebook, for example, that's only a small measurement of how I antiquate that number, but it is so many people. And I love doing it. Like I said, I think God put everybody in the right place at the right time to help the right people. Mm-hmm. And I give him all the credit and glory because there's no way I would have gotten through any of that if it wasn't for his grace.
Everybody, we're talking with O'Neill Hampton, a contributor for health, fitness, and wellness on New Beginnings. And this week we're talking about the journey. Last week you talked about your journey and how you got started, where you are right now, your goals for the show. But if someone is listening to you right now, we know that they are, maybe there is a health challenge of some sort. How does someone get started on their own personal journey?
Very good question. Very good question. And first of all, I would suggest, please seek a doctor. Talk to a doctor. Seek medical help if you really need medical help. I also say that you seek medical help before you get started to make sure that there's no issues with you doing whatever you're about to do. Now, while we were on the show, we had access to a lot of doctors at a lot of times. And you want to know the most common denominator, the most number one thing that they said, that we all think that being overweight is about food, and it's not. Me weighing over 400 pounds, before I started the show, I was weighing over 400 pounds. When I started, I lost some weight before I went on the show. It was 389. But me weighing over 400 pounds was a byproduct of something else going wrong in my life. So that's what you have to conquer first. You have to conquer whatever's going wrong in your life. Because I tell you what, yes, you will lose the weight. Yes, you would look good for a while, but you would go right back to where you started from. So my point with how to get started, first you have to lose the weight on the inside. Whatever bothering from the inside, that's what you have to do first. Address that.
How do you address that? How do you identify what's holding you back, or how do you identify the issues that are going on with you when you haven't really connected the issues with weight?
Very good. Here's how you do that. Very good question. See, I think everyone has 10 defining moments. They make 7 critical choices, and there's 5 pivotal people. When you figure out each one of those things, that'll help you drive to that point. That's what I did. I got that from Dr. Field, believe it or not. Dr. Field said that. But here's the thing. I peeled back all those layers, and I found that out what that was. With me, and I'm going to be honest, and something else on this show, I'm going to be totally vulnerable because the only way that I know that I can help someone is I want them to know that they're not out there alone and they are relating to the same. What they relate to, I relate to as well. I was, in my younger days, I was really close to my family. I lost a brother. I lost a sister. While I was on the show, I lost a brother and sister to a stroke. My father died of a stroke. My mother died of a stroke. Now, I'm the second youngest of 12 kids. the whole top layer of my family started dying off. And believe it or not, I was the biggest one in the family. So I had to find out what is really causing me and what those. So those are things you need to do. You need to do some real soul searching to find out what is those things that's making you that way. And I'm telling you what, people will say, well, natural is the food, but the food is a byproduct. That's where you go to for that comfort. That's where you go through for the things when you're mad, when you're happy. Yes, that's right. You eat just as much when you're happy as when you're sad. That's what it is, Freddie.
So how long did it take you? I know you were on the show, and we're not trying to recap the show, but I'm just trying to get a barometer. So what's that introspection look like, O'Neill, when you're trying to peel back about what's going on internally or emotionally with yourself?
I was on the show for 9 months, and it took me 9 months. And what that process looked like is this. You have to be totally honest with yourself. You have to be totally honest with yourself and who you are and what you are and what is this about. Because a lot of times we mask ourselves. I'll give you a good example. Me, when I got out of the military, I weighed 230 pounds. I was a strong, scrapping young man. I said, well, I'll never get to 270. When I got to 270, I said, I'll never get to 300. When I got to 300, I said, I'll never get to 350. I kept moving that line back in the sand. Finally, one day I looked in the mirror and it was like a thief in the night. I weighed over 400 pounds. And you know, still me weighing over 400 pounds. You know what I said? I said, oh, I'm not that big. I'm not that bad. I'm kind of big boned. No, bones don't jiggle. Bones don't jiggle. And I was doing a lot of jiggling. But I'm telling you, but that's how we do. That's how we fool ourselves. I kept moving that line back in the sand, further and further back in the sand. And I kept saying, well, I'll never get to that. And I did. And when I did, I rationalized it and I was satisfied with it. You got to be honest with yourself.
Well, everybody, this is O'Neill Hampton, a newest contributor on New Beginnings. We're just about out of time. For folks who like to have more information from you, O'Neill, what's that email address? What's the telephone number?
Here you go. My email address is ososajh@hotmail.com. And my phone number is area code 612-827-3832. Sorry about that. I'll repeat it. 612-827-3832.
All right. That's the number. Thank you, sir. That's O'Neill Hampton, our health, wellness, and fitness contributor on New Beginnings, which continues right now.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And Jake Duroff.
We're the hosts of the all-new Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
We'll be discussing mortgage rates, why they're at a 7-year high, what that means for the market, cash-out refinances, why they're so popular, and the appraisal process.
Check us out for more information or email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be sunny and hot with a high near 95. Tonight, clear with a low around 67. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. And Sunday night, a low around 70. Memorial Day will be clear with a high of 94 and a low around 70. The Bad Waitress at 700 Central in Northeast Minneapolis is a bit more grown up than its sister on Nicollet. Offering free parking in the back, this finer diner vibe has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu including the Chicken Did Waffle. Check out the full menu at thebadwaitress.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Hello, everyone. And with me right now as we segue out to the West, to West Metro Hypnosis to be particular, here is Kelly Von Heidekamp. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Freddie. Thanks for having me.
Would you please give everybody a website and perhaps even a telephone number and how they can reach you?
Absolutely. WestMetroHypnosis.com. And 952-222-3975.
I remember just a few weeks ago, we went through a 10-step program where you talked about a lot of different aspects of hypnosis. And let's talk about belief. How does belief work into hypnosis?
Well, belief is such an interesting topic. And what I wanted to point out to our listeners today is, you know, where does belief come from? All of us are carrying around these beliefs about what we think about ourselves, about what we think about the world, about what we think of so many things. And how many of us ever stop to ask ourselves where these beliefs come from, how they're formed? And if you think about it, all of these beliefs, especially the ones that we're carrying around about ourselves, the majority of the time, I would say 99% of the time, they're beliefs that have been instilled based on other people's opinions and experiences with us. And at some point in our adult lives, we get to stop and take a moment and begin to reflect and ask ourselves if these beliefs that we've been carrying around for so long are the most beneficial thoughts that we could have about ourselves. Or is there a deeper belief, a deeper truth that we could begin to accept about ourselves? And what I like to tell my clients is if you look at the word belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, and you look at the middle of every belief, in the middle of every belief is a little lie, B-E-L-I-E-F. And when you start to unravel that belief, what you find is a deeper truth about yourself. And that deeper truth is that you have all of the resources necessary to make whatever change you desire, that you are worthy of love, that you are deserving of all good things, that you have a right to go out and pursue whatever kind of life brings you joy and happiness, that you are resilient, that this world is a world that is meant for you to thrive in. I don't know about you, but these beliefs, these deeper truths feel a whole lot better to me and more beneficial than a lot of what of the beliefs that I in the past have bought into about myself and what my clients buy into as well. And it's a very empowering moment when you get to decide what is the deeper truth about who you are.
So what's the first step of personal discovery?
Asking questions. The quality of your questions determines the quality of your answers. Begin to start asking questions.
Mm-hmm. So are there some key questions, Kelly, that we ask ourselves?
Does this benefit me? Does this thought serve me? How does this make me feel? Is this what I want to keep thinking? Or is there a different thought that I would prefer? If I could change my thought, what would it be? If I could have anything I desired, what would I be doing? What would that look, sound, and feel like? Are just a few of the questions that you can begin to ask yourself.
That's Kelly Von Hottekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. It is appointed listening each and every week at this time. And we'd like now to bring in our title sponsor to New Beginnings, the AARP Twin Cities, and its communications director and chief spokesperson, Seth Buffelli from AARP Twin Cities. Welcome.
Thanks, Freddie. Always great to be on.
Glad you're with us today. And let's talk about a wrinkle with prescription drugs that's relatively new, and especially when the state of Minnesota is concerned, that we should be aware of.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a time of year where everybody's looking at their expenses. And I think one thing too many of us are realizing is that we spend a lot of money on prescription drugs in any given year, and that number is going up and up. And it's something that a lot of folks, especially folks on fixed incomes, are struggling with. You know, we hear from a lot of people who are cutting pills in half, who are skipping prescriptions. We've been doing a series of listening sessions across the state. We've heard from people who are taking one veterinarian figured out that his prescription eye drugs are the same that they give dogs. So we've actually heard from people who are taking dog medicine because the human medicine is too expensive. So this is something that we're looking for solutions on. Unfortunately, our leaders in Congress haven't been there to really make real change happen. And so we've been interested to see that a couple proposals have emerged here in our state legislature, which we're taking a closer look at. This looks like an issue that more and more states are seeking to solve on their own.
Everybody, we're talking with Seth Buffelli, spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities. I know there's been a lot of conversation about not buying the drugs here in the state of Minnesota, but going just north to Canada. How safe is that?
It's actually safer now than it's ever been. The FDA has a system in place where they can track the shipments, guarantee the safety. And one thing that states, I know this is happening, or they're looking at this in Oklahoma, rather than an individual having to go to Canada or buy online from Canada, the state of Oklahoma is looking at setting themselves up as a wholesaler so they can bulk buy those prescriptions themselves. After being certified by the FDA that the drugs are safe. Now, those drugs will go go into the Medicaid program for the states, but still, that's a program that the state spends a lot of money buying drugs for. So being able to do that reimportation is an important thing. Another thing that we're looking at is, you know, so much of this happens behind closed doors. We don't see what these drugs actually cost and where the money goes to. And a lot of them are these middlemen involved who are supposed to be trying to get you the best price, but in some ways are just trying to guarantee the profits for the drug companies. And we're hearing more and more that these middlemen are putting gag orders on pharmacists. So an example of how this works is that you might have insurance plan X, and you go in to get a prescription drug filled. Well, this middleman has said you can only buy the brand name drug. You can't buy generics. And they actually gag the pharmacist from saying, did you know that there's a pill for half the cost that'll have the exact same effect? So people are being denied access to information. They're actually being denied access to a lower cost medication that'll have the same effect on their health and save them a lot of money because these middlemen are in place and they're empowered to basically force consumers to pay the higher price. So that's something that there's bipartisan interest in the state legislature here in Minnesota in trying to eliminate.
Seth, we only have 20 seconds left. What can we do as members of AARP and even people who are listening who are not yet members?
Yeah, get involved. Call your legislator. If you're looking for more information, check out our website, aarp.org/mn. We have the latest information about what's going on in the Capitol for people over the age of 50.
The Seth Buffelli, spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities, and this is New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
What do you say or how do you respond when someone says, "How are you?" Well, for the vast majority of people, you simply say, "Fine." But what if you had a different response? My response has been unbelievable. Why? Because it reaffirms in me the vast potential that is still available to me, as it underscores my continuous amazement about what the world has to offer. Every day, I make a conscious decision to live anticipating the unexpected or the unbelievable. I keep pictures of happy memories, people, and stories that inspire me close by. So when I'm asked about my well-being, I use that as an opportunity to reignite my sense of well-being and hopefully express to others. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, visit me at www.freddybell.com or call 888-639-9738, 888-639-9738, or you can reach me by email at freddy@freddybell.com. That's freddy@freddybell.com. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The 4th Annual Minneapolis St. Paul Mini Maker Fair is a festival of creativity showcasing the projects of local builders, scientists, gamers, artists, and makers. The Makers Fair is on June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Minnesota State Fair Grandstand. Curious about robots? They've got them. Want to learn how to carve wood or weld? Covered. Feel an urge to upcycle odd materials into art? Get inspired. Explore electricity, ride a human-powered Ferris wheel, and discover local resources from makers of all kinds. It's a great day of family fun with interactive exhibits and maker demonstrations appropriate for all ages, including a special make-and-take area for kids. Plus, they have live music, street performers, and presentations. The Minneapolis-St. Paul Mini Maker Fair is June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds Grandstand. Discounted tickets available online at msp.makerfair.com. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram for maker profiles and updates on what you will see at this year's fair. That's msp.makerfair.com.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Prayer. The church's banquet, angels' age, God's breath in man returning to his birth, the soul in paraphrase, heart in pilgrimage, the Christian plummet sounding heaven and earth, engine against the Almighty, sinner's tower, reversed thunder, cried Christ's side piercing spear, the 6 days world transposing in an hour, a kind of tune which all things fear and hear, softness and peace and joy and love and bliss, exalted manna, gladness of the best, heaven in ordinary, man well-dressed, the Milky Way, the bird of paradise, church bells beyond the stars heard, the soul's blood, the land of spices, something understood. This artful way of looking at the concept of prayer, of communion with the divine, with the sacred, but expressed in so many different creative images and ideas. Something understood. The church's banquet. Neil Douglas Klotz, a scholar who has done much work in bringing forth the Lord's Prayer, as well as other teachings in the Gospels, such as the Beatitudes and many of the parables that are recorded as Jesus' teaching, and looking at it with the lenses of the Aramaic language, takes the roots of the words and finds in them deeper, richer meanings to awaken our hearts and minds to the power of this prayer. Last week, I gave you one offering. This week, I thought I would take some of his work that interprets the Aramaic in a way that at least suggests to me that I'm directing this prayer toward the sacred Mother Earth. From our Father which art in heaven, Abun Dawashmeya. He interprets as source of sound in the roar and the whisper, in the breeze and the whirlwind. We hear your name, radiant one, you shine within us, outside us. Even the darkness shines when we remember. Hallowed be thy name, Nefquadal Shamach. Hear the one sound that created all others. In this way, the name is hallowed in silence. thy kingdom come. Tete Malkuta, let your counsel rule in our lives, clearing our intention for co-creation. Unite our I can to yours, so that we walk as kings and queens with every creature. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Neve tezevyana kakanaya dabashmaya of ba aha. Help us to love beyond our desires and sprout acts of compassion for all creatures. Give us this day our daily bread. Havlan lachma dasun kwananyo mana. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives. Each day we ask no more, no less. Animate the earth within us. We then feel the wisdom underneath supporting all. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Washboklon. Kaubain waktahain akana daf kanan shabokwan lakana haibain. Compose our inner stolen fruit as we forgive others the spoils of their trespassing. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Wela talan lanasuna elapatsan minbisha. Keep us from hoarding false wealth and from the inner shame of help not given in time. For thy kingdom, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Metol dalaki malkuta wahela washtabuka la lamin almin amen. Out of you, the astonishing fire, the birthing glory, returning light and sound to the cosmos, again and again from each universal gathering of creatures, nations, planets, time and space to the next, again and again. So this is a way of looking at the language and taking from the roots of the Aramaic with its rich layered meaning. Each word or word root does not just mean one thing and one idea only. It is rich for your interpretation. Jesus was offering a pattern, an approach, a model for prayer that then you fleshed out within your own feeling and understanding. Many of you were here for our sunrise service on Easter, bright and early. In that, I gave you an example that I don't have time to do this morning, but we looked at the art of movement that Rudolf Steiner began 100 years ago, in which one used gestures of the body to sense the vowels of language. Just the one example, the vowel ah. That opening. When you're amazed, don't you often utter, ah, ah.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.